Welcome to Sunday Morning at Faith Assembly, featuring the ministry of Senior Pastor Phil Goss. We're glad you've joined us. Now, here's Pastor Goss.
Well, if you'll find your notes, wow, that sounded loud. If you'll find your notes, we're in a series that we've entitled Foundations for a Great Year. What are the things that we need to put into place in order for this to be a good year? Last week, we talked about finances. This week, we're going to talk about friends. Friends. Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. You and I need friends. And would you agree with me that if we live this year and go through it with good friends in our life, it'll be a good year? You're going to need some friends, aren't you? Yeah. You know, there's this little silver-haired lady that called her neighbor that was her friend and said, could you come over here and help me? I have a killer jigsaw puzzle and I can't figure out how to get started. So the neighbor asked, well, what's it supposed to be when it's finished? And the little lady said, well, according to the picture on the box, it's a tiger. So the friend, because the friend decided to go over and help with the puzzle, and she lets him in and he shows him where she has the puzzle all over the table. And he studies the pieces for a moment, looks at the box and turns to her and says, look, first of all, no matter what we do, we are not going to be able to assemble these pieces into anything resembling a tiger. And he takes her hand and says, secondly, I want you to relax. Let's have a nice cup of tea. And then he said with a deep sigh, let's put all the frosted flakes back in the box. You're going to need a friend sometime to help you, right? So, first of all, let's look at why we don't have friends. Let's answer that question. Why don't we have the friends that we want to have or should have? So, let me just give you a little list. Number one, a wrong perspective. A wrong perspective. You have unrealistic expectations of what a friend should be and what a friend should do. You have some things going on that you think, well, if you're my friend, this is how you'll act and this is what you'll do. And this is, you're a little naive because you think friendship means this. And, you know, well, or you have this thing of saying, I don't need people. I don't need anybody in my life. That's a lie. The Bible says you need people. And so you have a wrong perspective about what a friend is, what a friend should do, what a friend should be. And because of that, you keep thinking it's going to be this and this, and there's no one who can live up to that. Or you're just pushing people away because I don't need anybody in my life. A wrong perspective. Secondly, your personality. Some of you are like porcupines. You're a little hard to get close to. You have a temperament that just kind of pushes people away. You're dogmatic. You're narrow-minded. This is the way it's going to be. This is the way things should be. And because of that, people don't want to be around you. Or you're shy and you're withdrawn and you do everything to keep people away because you don't want to have to be confronted with having to deal with that issue and how am I going to handle that and what do I do? And because of your personality and because of your temperament, you just kind of keep people away from you and you keep them at an arm's distance and nobody can get around you because of just the way you are. You know somebody like that? Yeah. Thirdly, paranoia. You're afraid of being close to people. Well, what if I get close and something happens? I can't make friends. Nobody likes me. Everyone just wants to take advantage of me. People will just use me. And you allow fear to keep you away from having relationships that could help you in life. Because you're afraid of what might happen. You're paranoid about everybody's out to get you. You just kind of look at things as if, stay the distance, keep away. I don't want to have to deal with this. And I know they're out to do this to me. And I know you can't trust anybody. And I know people are just rotten and mean and nasty. And I just don't want to have to deal with this. You're afraid. Paranoid. Or past experiences. Well, I put myself out there. And all people do is hurt you. I got hurt. And you know my line, right? Get over it. Well, you know, they offended me. Stop being so easily offended. You know, Pastor, I've tried this before and it just doesn't work. Pastor, I gave myself to somebody and they betrayed me. Pastor, I really tried to be friendly and it just doesn't happen for me and people just don't want to be around. I just don't get it. I don't understand it. I just don't want anything to do with people. I'm not going to let myself get hurt like that again. I'm not going to take that risk. I'm not going to be involved like that. I'm just not going to do that. And because of that, you withdraw. You don't want to be around people. Because what if I trust somebody and they don't return the trust? What if I do something and they don't act as they should? So I just solve it by being alone. I won't trust anybody. Lastly, priorities. You're so busy, you've got so many things going on, that another person in your life is the last thing you think you need. I don't want to have any more friends. I don't want many more people. I've got enough to do. I don't want to have to deal with this anymore. And you get busy. Now, when you look at that list, do any of those ring a bell to you? Because you and I struggle with them. All of these get in the way of relationships. Now, let me say something. It's going to be pretty strong. But please hear me, okay? Don't tune me out yet. Just please hear this. If you do not have friends, it's nobody's fault but your own. Still love me? I'm Phil, and I'm here to help you. Okay? It's nobody's fault but your own. And what we do is we allow these things to get in our way, and they hinder our relationships, and they put them on a back burner, and then we just extinguish them completely, and we just don't want to have to deal with it. I don't want any more of that. I'm not going to do that again. And we just put ourselves into a place of isolation. The problem is, the Bible says you and I need people to be around us. Notice what Proverbs 18:1 says. Unfriendly people care only about themselves. And they lash out at common sense. Well, look what they did to me. It's not all about you. How are you going to love your neighbor as you love yourself if you can't be around people? How can you obey the commandment where God says, you will show your love for me by the way you love one another? Aren't you glad you came this morning? So what I want to give to you are some principles here about what to do about friendships. I'm going to give you a big picture principles. I'm going to let you apply them to as you need to in your life and how you're going to address them and what you're going to do with them. I am probably not going to answer all your questions, but I want to give you some things to think about. And between you and God, He can direct you in what you need to do, okay? Come on. Okay. Okay, because here's the deal. Our friendships define us. And we tend to put ourselves in these little groups of people. Well, it's just my family. You need to be broader than that. So what do I do about friendships? Number one, you need to sustain important relationships. Sustain important relationships. Good relationships happen on purpose. Not by accident. A good relationship in a marriage doesn't just happen. You have to work at it, don't you? And so if you're going to come to a place where you're going to deal with friends, there are some friends in your life that you have that you've got to constantly keep working to sustain. Proverbs 17:17. A friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in a time of need. Ecclesiastes 4:9. Two people are better than one. They can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Likewise, two people lying close together can keep each other warm. But how can one be warm alone? A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. There are some friendships that you have right now that are there, they're okay, but you need to work at making them better. You need to nurture them. You need to feed them. You need to help them grow. These relationships challenge you. They help you because what you feed grows. Good relationships are a lot of work. And so there are some relationships that you have in your life right now that are there, that are good. What are you going to do to make them better this year? That's a simple question, right? How am I going to work at this relationship, this friendship, and make it better than it is today? So that's one thing I need to do. Secondly, you need to salvage broken relationships. Salvage broken relationships. There are some relationships that you have that have been broken, that have been wounded, that have been hurt, that you need to get back. That's called forgiveness. You restore it if you can. Now, please hear me. Not all relationships can be salvaged. Some of them can't, but some can. Well, they offended me. Get over it. Get back in it. Well, I offended them. Stop it. Go apologize. Forgive. Go on. What are you doing to kind of those relationships that are maybe on the edge, that were once there, that were once kind of healthy, that are kind of in pieces right now, that a few words have been said, a few actions have been taken? And you could fix it. And you should. There's other ones. No, I can't fix it, and I don't need to. God will help you know the difference, won't he? Yes, he will. Proverbs 18:19. An offended friend is harder to win back than a fortified city. Arguments separate friends like a gate locked with bars. Proverbs 27:6. Wounds from a sincere friend are better than many kisses from an enemy. Romans 12:17. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Are there some relationships that you have that have kind of been wounded, been hurt, and you kind of feel like you need to go and salvage it? What are you doing to live at peace with people? Heard the story the other day of a couple that had been married for 50 years and were celebrating, and in the midst of the celebration, one of the grandkids came up to grandma and said, what's the secret to having a relationship that lasts this long? What did you do? And she replied that, well, for a few years, it was really tough. Things were really hard, and she was really having a hard time. And she made a decision that she was going to make a list of the 10 things about her husband that just drove her crazy. Okay? And for most of us men, we know that's a short list. Okay? We understand. Okay? So she's, you know, and she said, I'm going to make this list, and when he does anything that happens on this list, I'm going to overlook it. Daughter said, wow. You know, grandchild said, wow. Well, what was on the list? Grandma goes, well, you know what? I never got around to making the list. But whenever my husband would do something that just drove me up a wall, I would just think to myself, he's lucky that's on the list. What are you doing to get along? There's some relationships that you might have to swallow your pride, but you know you need to. But thirdly, and let me just say this, you need to separate from harmful relationships. There are some relationships that you just need to walk away from. Now, please hear me. I am not talking about the person you're married to. Okay? Just so you know. We're talking about friends here. And if you've got a list, good, I'm glad you mentioned this, Pastor, because I got a list of people, and that list is this long? Something's wrong. I'm talking about only a few people. And there's some people you can't separate from. You got neighbors. You're going to have to learn how to deal with that. Now, you don't have to let them influence you. You got people you work with. You're going to have to work with them. But you don't let them influence you. And so there's a difference between harmful and hurtful. And many people quit too soon in relationships. But every friend you have influences you to some degree. And if you're being influenced to become more Christ-like, you need to keep that relationship. But if the relationship is such that it's not helping you in your walk with God, you need to put some distance between it. Now, there's some relatives here that maybe you just have to separate from, but you still be loving to them. There's maybe people here that you know that, you know, I'm tough. It's tough. What do I do? Let me just give you, what relationships you're talking about, Pastor? Well, let's put it this way. If you're living together and not married, that's a harmful relationship. It's hurting your relationship with God. There's relationships that you need to be sensitive to that you know God is leading you to say, you know what, I can't let this person influence my life. Now, I maybe can't get them out of my life. I can still be Christ-like to them, but I am not going to let them be in a position where they're going to have influence over me. Proverbs 13:20. Walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble. Told you the story before. When I was a kid in high school, I had some friends that I was hanging around with that were not a good influence for me. They liked me around. They would go out, drink. They liked me around because I would drive. They knew I wouldn't drink. I had to, at a point, come to say, I can't be around them anymore. That's not helping me in my walk with God, and it's not helping how it looks to other people, and I need to separate myself from them. Still saw them at school, still was friendly to them, still had to play ball with them, but I didn't hang out with them. And some of you need to take some steps because you've got some people in your life right now that are influencing you and not helping you do the things that are right. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Don't team up with those who are unbelievers. How can righteousness be a partner with wickedness? How can light live with darkness? What harmony can there be between Christ and the devil? How can a believer be a partner with an unbeliever? That's a strong passage, isn't it? That works in, if you're a young person here and you're dating, you shouldn't be dating an unbeliever. That works in business. You shouldn't go into a business partnership with an unbeliever. That works in your friendships. You can't be close, intimate friends with someone who's not a Christian. Your best friends should be Christians. And there's just some people in life that are not good for you to be around. And you need to be able to walk away from it. You don't need to cause a scene. You don't need to make a stink. You just need to recognize, you know what? This can't be the place where I give my attention and spend a lot of time with. I need to be around other people who are going to help me in my relationship with Christ. Next, start some meaningful relationships. In other words, initiate some healthy ones. Now, you don't walk up to somebody and say, you know what, I've decided this year, you're going to be my best friend. You don't do that. You just recognize that there's some people, and maybe I can take some steps to see if the relationship would go any farther. Maybe I need some new friends, and maybe I need to understand that there's people that I'm around today, nothing wrong with them, but I need to broaden my circle. And for everybody here, here's what I'd say. Will you this year make some new friends? Now, well, Pastor, I don't know how to do that. Well, we just started connect groups. That would be one way, wouldn't it? Here's another idea. When church is over, don't be the first one out the back door. Stay around and get to know people. And you want some relationships that are going to stretch you. You're not looking for people. I just am finding someone who'll just, you know, let me do whatever I want to do. No, I want healthy relationships. Proverbs 11:30. The seeds of good deeds become a tree of life. A wise person wins friends. Hebrews 10:24. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. Let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. We live in a difficult world, and we all need people around us who are going to help us be positive about what's going on and not negative. And there will be people who do not want to be your friend because all relationships have to be two-sided. And a relationship's not healthy as a friend if you just got to make it, force it all the time. But what are you going to do to make yourself available to win some new friends this year? Then, strive to be a godly friend. Strive to be a godly friend. You will never have friends until you learn to be a friend. Who do you attract? What are the type of people that you want to be around? And then here's the question. Are you the type of person that other people want to be around? You see, we always point to them. Well, that's just an unfriendly place. Who's really the one who's unfriendly? Hello. I got to work on me. Remember, I've already said relationships, friendships demand work. And if I want to be a godly friend to some people around me. That means I'm not looking for people who will always let me have my way. You know, that means I'll care more about other people than I care about myself. No one wants to be around a person who's needy, who sucks the life out of things. No one wants to be around a person, well, you know what? It's just the way I am. Take it or leave it. And if that's their way, leave it. Okay? Just leave it. They're not going to change. They think they're God's gift. They're making excuses for their behavior. They're not willing to make changes that God wants them to make. And they're stubborn, and they're just going to stay stuck. Psalm 119:63. I'm a friend to anyone who fears you, anyone who obeys your commandments. Then our text this morning, Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. Now, you know what? When iron sharpens iron, sparks fly, don't they? You're not looking for some, oh, we just always get along. You know, young couple come premarital counseling, they'll be talking, oh, we never have a fight. We just always get along. Well, just wait. And if some married couple comes up to you and says, we never fight, we always, just call them a liar. Relationships take work. Sparks fly. But that makes them stronger and sharper, doesn't it? But see, we're so easily to get hurt. We're so selfish in what we want. And I want everybody to take care of me rather than recognizing a godly friend cares more about others than they do themselves. A friend is somebody who will say, I like you for who you are. Now let's work at changing ourselves. Matthew 7:3. Why worry about a speck in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own? How can you think of saying to your friend, let me help you get rid of that speck in your eye when you can't see past the log in your own eye? Hypocrite. First, get rid of the log in your own eye. Now notice, then you will see well enough to deal with the speck in your friend's eye. Oh, so it's not saying I can't deal with the issue in my friend. It just means simply, I better deal with my issues first before I try to deal with somebody else's. That's a godly friend. So what do we do? Well, let me give you three things that will help you, I think, have some godly friends and make more friends and be the person you need to be. First of all, acknowledge the need for friends. I need people in my life. I need friends in my life. I need people who will challenge me. I need people who will stick by me. I need people I relate with. I need people in my life. I want people in my life. So it begins with, I need to acknowledge the fact I need friends. That's biblical, isn't it? I've already told you it was. So I need, that's where it starts. Acknowledge the need for it. I need this. Secondly, accept people as they are. You're not making friends so you can fix somebody unless you just want to fix you. You accept people as they are. Well, I'll be their friend and I can probably help them be a little bit better. You ever done that with somebody? How'd that work out? Not well, did it? I've got to accept people. This is who they are. I need to accept them there. That's where it starts. That's where it begins. And that's what I'm okay with. People are people. And we all know people because we're all weird, aren't we? People are different than me. You're different than me. You're a bunch of weirdos. Everybody should be more like me, right? Now, what kind of what we think? And then when they're not like us, boy, what's wrong with them? Accept them as they are. Love them. Jesus loves us as we are. Thirdly, allow God to use your friendships. God will use the friends in your life to help you grow. God will use them to make you a stronger person. God will use them to help you in difficult times. And God will be there to help you. And so you allow God to do what he needs to do in these relationships, and he will help you in the midst of them. Don't you try to do God's work. Allow God to use your friendships. Last verse, John 15:13. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friend. You lay down your life. Oh, I'll take a bullet for you. Okay, I don't need you to take a bullet. I just need you to quit trying to fix me. I need you to not make the relationship all about you. Lay down your life for your friend. Don't make it about you. Make it about them. That's the greatest love there is. I'll lay down me for someone else. If you want to have a great year, you're going to have to work on your friends. That's a good work to do because that will pay great dividends. Because when you live a life that pleases God, You're going to attract the people that you need in your life to help you to continue to grow in your relationship with God. Now, simple question. Where do you need to start? Which place have we talked about things? What do you need to deal with? What's God speaking to you about? That from this point, I'm going to take these steps so that this year I can have the type of friends that I need and God wants me to have that will help me be the person I need to be and where I can help them in their growth with God as well. Would you just take a moment just between you and God? Would you just bow your head, close your eyes? Would you just, God, here it is. As I'm sitting here this morning, God, here's what I sense you saying to me. Help me to be obedient. Help me to do it.
Thank you for joining us for today's service. If you would like to talk with someone about what you've heard, please visit our website at faith.ag or call us at 239-543-2700. If you're in the Fort Myers area and don't already have a church home, you're invited to join us for Sunday morning at 8:15 and 10:45 a.m. Faith Assembly is located at 7101 Bayshore Road. Join us again next week for Sunday Morning. Faith Assembly Sunday Morning is a production of Faith Assembly Media Tech, North Fort Myers, Florida.